Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's episode is a What's the Missing Word episode where I give you two sets of sentences. Each set contains three sentences. Each sentence has a missing word. But the missing word from each set is the same. So in total, you are looking for two missing words. One word from set one, and another word from set two. Now, the words look and sound exactly the same, but they could have different meanings. Okay, I recommend you write these down. So if you are able to, get yourself a piece of paper and a pen, or if you're at the computer, you can use that. Okay, so when there's a missing word, I will say blank. Let's take a look at set one. Sentence one. What's the missing word? I was always the blank one out at school. I didn't have many friends. I was always the blank one out at school. I didn't have many friends. Number two. 3, 5, and 7 are all blank numbers. 3, 5, and 7 are all blank numbers. And number three, I found his behaviour really blank. He was acting completely differently. I found his behaviour really blank. He was acting completely differently. So what was the missing word from set one? Let's move on to set two. What's the missing word? Here's sentence one. I had a bike crash and spent a month with my leg in a blank. I had a bike crash and spent a month with my leg in a blank. Number two, the movie has a fantastic blank, but unfortunately the story isn't very good. The movie has a fantastic blank, but unfortunately the story isn't very good. And number three, new evidence has blank doubt on the jury's initial verdict. New evidence has blank doubt on the jury's initial verdict. What's the missing word from set two? Okay, so if you need to take a bit of time to consider your answers, then pause this episode. And then when you're ready, press play and we'll look at the answers. Right, let's have a look at the answers. So the missing word from set one is odd. O-D-D, odd. I was always the odd one out at school. The odd one out is the person or thing which is different from the rest. The odd one out. 3, 5, and 7 are all odd numbers. So we have odd numbers, like 3, 5, and 7, and even numbers, like 2, 4, and 6. And I found his behaviour really odd. Odd means strange, unusual, weird. Okay. What about the second set? This was quite difficult, I think. So the missing word was cast. C-A-S-T. Cast. So I had a bike crash and spent a month with my leg in a cast. So a cast is short for a plaster cast, which is used to protect a broken bone. The movie has a fantastic cast, but unfortunately the story isn't very good. So the cast, that's the actors who appear in a movie or a film or a theatre play. And new evidence has cast doubt on the jury's initial verdict. To cast in this sense means to cause uncertainty. Cast doubt. to cause uncertainty. Okay, so did you find either or both of those missing words? Well done if you did. If you didn't, hopefully you have learnt some new words today. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Check out my website, learnenglishwithben.com, to find out about taking English classes online. And also my contact details are there in case you want to request a grammar point, a topic you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts. I always like hearing your suggestions. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans, dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible, en une minute, à une question par jour. Une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.